So this is the biggest mistake that I think human beings make. The world that you experience is shaped a lot by your actions. There's a selection bias. So I had a, you know, a patient who was incredibly wealthy and they liked to show it off. They found what they struggled with is that when they started dating someone, they were highly concerned that this person was just with them for their money, right? So what they were doing is behaving in such a way where they lacked confidence because people don't love me for me, they love me for my money. So they have some set of experiences like this. Now that I lack confidence, what am I going to do to bolster my confidence? I'm going to buy really nice things so that people are impressed by me. Now that I buy really nice things so that people are impressed by me and I walk around trying to impress everyone, I select for the people who are attracted to nice things. And then when I start dating them, they seem to be really into nice things and very materialistic. But this is a situation that I created. When I work with dudes who are alphas and are worried that women only want one thing, they approach women in a different way. They weed out all of the women right away who want something deeper and more meaningful. And you will select for the women who are transactional. The results of any study that you do depend on your selection criteria, your inclusion criteria. Do y'all understand that? The population that you select for will give you a result. If I recruit people who are self-made millionaires and I poll them about work ethic, and I take people who are inherited millionaires and I poll them for work ethic, the answers that I get will be very different.